But girlfriends, hi there. This is Angela Jordan Perry with Girlfriends Chat, coming to you with another interview. I guess it's not really an interview. It's supposed to be on the phone, but AKA right now we're on computer. But this is a time where I get on the phone with a girlfriend from an interview that I've already had with her. Or him, in this case it's a her, on Girlfriends Has Got to Homeschooling. And so today I have on the phone to do some girlfriend talk is Tara Omotosho. I got it right, yes. So Tara is out of Maryland, is that correct, Tara?
Yes, I'm out of Maryland.
Okay, so Tara, homeschool mom out of Maryland, and she actually had her interview with me. She is episode number 83. So you all go, be sure after we had this girlfriend's chat that you go find that interview from Tara. And I know on so many levels, you're going to be able to, if you have boys, you will be able to identify with the struggle and be like, yes, I understand, girl, I understand. Even if you have one son, but Tara has four boys that she's homeschooling. So Tara, tell everybody hello.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing? Just like Angela said, my name is Tara Omotosho, and I'm a homeschool mom. I live in Maryland. I'm from Ohio, but we reside here in Maryland, and we have four sons, ages 12, 10, 8, and 4. And we homeschool all of them, my husband and I. Yes.
Wow. So one of the things in our interview, Tara, and this is just a time, girlfriends, where we just dive in, you know, dig in deeper on a specific point from the interview. And Tara just spoke very transparently about homeschooling her four boys and just the challenge that can be from time to time, and particularly with one of her sons, and how challenging that is. And Tara, I just would love for you to share, you know, with that challenge with the one specific son, what did you realize needed to change or happen to make his, you know, make you all schooling journey a little bit sweeter, a little bit easier, a little bit, you know, tolerable, versus, you know, the idea of just saying, you know what, bump this mess. I am putting him in public school because I'm done. So what was the light bulb of what did you find that needed to be done as it relates to him, Tara?
Well, you know, I have been homeschooling. My husband and I have been homeschooling our children for over 4 years. And I just had to realize that I have to be the thermostat instead of the thermometer. And what I mean by that is a thermostat sets the temperature, sets the tone on how things are going to be, you know, how it's going to feel in the home or wherever you are. That's what sets the temperature. And the temperature just tells you what it is. So our children, we have to look at our children like the temperature gauges, but we have to be the thermometer. We control their temperature based on some of the things that we are going through, some of the things that we're experiencing that can affect their temperature and what they're feeling. Mm-hmm. So when I realized that, I had to, when I was having this struggle with one of my children and him not wanting to, quote unquote, learn the way I wanted him to learn, I had to get some resources, some other girlfriends, my husband, you know, consultations from a lot of people to find out what we could do differently to help him, and what was he not liking about what we were experiencing at during the school day every day. And once I talked to them and got some more ideas, what I started really doing, one thing that helped whenever we started to, when things started to escalate, because this child and I would, it's like, it sounds crazy me even saying it, like, but it's a child and it's an adult, and we're going back and forth about him not wanting to do his work. And now that I say, I'm like, why was I going back and forth with a child? But, I mean, you want them to learn, you want them to get it, you want it to click. And if it clicks quicker, then it's like, oh, great. You feel like you accomplished something. And that always doesn't happen. And that's always not the, that's not what we should always see as the end goal. And I had to like really just stop myself when we're teaching and hug him. I started mm-hmm. really doing that with a lot of my sons. Instead of getting frustrated, I had to stop and like hug them, because I could shake them, you know, I could mm-hmm. you know, do whatever. But that's not what I want them to learn from this situation. I want them to learn love, and I want them to see we're believers in Christ. I want them to see the love of the Lord inside of me, instead of me being frustrated and, you know, and sharing my frustrations with them through taking something away or punishment. I want them to see the love of the Lord. So I realize that when I hug them and we embrace, mm-hmm. a lot of that tension goes away. Mm. It goes away. It subsides. We still got to get back to the matter, but when we take a hug break, it's so unbelievable how things change. And it may not even change in the child, but it changes in me. Mm. I've learned that. So, and sometimes we just have to stop and just say, hey, let's go outside. Let's go outside and play. You know, as moms and dads, parents, we really need to get back in touch with our childhood. And, you know, there's a lot of lessons that we learn in homeschooling. So just really going through all that, like, where is the lesson? What should I be learning from this? And where can I just like take it back, you know, instead of trying to be type A and check the list, you know, mm-hmm. let me just stop and enjoy them being children, because they're only going to be the child this point in their life. And they have most of all their life to be an adult, be responsible. I know we're supposed to be teaching them all these things to be prepared for adulthood, because in our house, we're raising young men. We're not raising boys. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but we have to take back and maybe get on their level to understand some of the things. Even if we may not understand, at least we say, hey, we played, we hugged. You know, we have fun, and life is all about, you know, you have fun, but you have to do some work too. So let's do a balance. So that's
all I've learned. On the real, in light of what you just said, on the real now, you know, in a school day, you know, specifically with this child, or just in general, all four, but give us a breakdown of both, maybe just the one and then the three collectively. How many times are you all taking a hug break? How many times are y'all needed to do that in a day? Or is this happening every day? Let us know, you know, this very transparent.
Now, every day is a different day. Sometimes you can tell what the day may hold from earlier in the morning, how people woke up and, you know, what people are saying in the morning and how they were cooperative in doing their chores and things that we ask them to do before the school day starts. So mm-hmm. it could be every hour. It could be, I mean, there are some times where I'm saying, okay, like a hug is not going to work. I need you to get serious. I need you to sit down and do this. And mm-hmm. I have to remind him to say, and remind all of them, but mostly him. I have some of my other kids are, they work alone and they're good with, you know, give them a task and they do it. Mm-hmm. I still have to check over that task. But, and then there's two other ones I have to work more hands-on. So, but just really reminding them, like, okay, we did this, we hugged, we did this. Now, you said that after we hug, we're going to do this. So I'm expecting you to be a man of your word. You know, mm-hmm. we always say a man of God always tells the truth. That's one of our themes in our homeschool home in our house. And so, and even though I'm not a man, but I always mm-hmm. I always say that, you know, but I am a man, a woman. But, you know, a man of God always tells the truth. And so when you tell me that after we hug, you're going to get back into your work, I'm expecting you to do that. Mm. I'm expecting you to do that. So
that's good. That's good. I guess for girlfriends, you know, Tara, I guess your words, and, you know, I'm sure I can add, you know, some thoughts to it too, is that homeschooling is tough, you know, mm-hmm. and no one should come into it not with without a sober thought process about it. It's not going to be like, okay, everyone, let's sit down and let's have school today. Oh. I mean, we will love it to be that, but, you know, we're raising free children, or for the most part, that's what we want to do, raise free children. And sometimes that freedom may show itself up as like, you know, today, mom, I ain't feeling it.
Right, you said you want me to be free. You want me to think for myself, and now I'm thinking myself, and now you're saying I can't. So, yeah.
Exactly. You know, so it's like this ambiguous situation going on. But you know, if anything, you tell me, you're painting this picture that, hey, it's not perfect, but there, you know, there are things that causes you to stay in the game of homeschooling, because it's easy to say, I'm giving up because I'm just done with all the going back and forth. I mean, tell me, you know, the girlfriends too, Tara, what is it that has kept you like, I'm going to stay in this game, at least for my son, this particular one who's just not making this journey easy. Well, he's doing refining you and shaping you, but but he's just not making it easy. I mean, what keeps you in the game of it?
What keeps me in the game and my husband in the game is that we just have to refocus, recenter why we did this. We did have our children at school at one time, and this particular child was never in school. However, I saw what possibly could go down in the school system. We had one child that he was in kindergarten, and he was suspended in school from cheating. I was like, who suspends a kindergarten from cheating? And I had explained to the teacher, I said, well, there's only 5 kids in this class. You mean to tell me you can't move him in the back so he could take his test? What? And she was like, this was a Christian school, but not all Christian schools are like this, but this particular one was a little bit stricter. And so they were like, no, how are we teaching him how to handle temptation? I was like, okay, we have to change things here. So from that day on, my husband and I decided that if anybody's going to be responsible for causing our children hardship and education and things, I wanted to be me. Like, blame me. Why I have to send my child to school and continue to send them to a situation where maybe they're not learning, they're being overlooked by other kids because of the way they look, or maybe the teacher thinks that they're not capable or able. You know, why continue to send them into that environment where if I know I love them, my husband loves them, we want the best for them, why not? If we're able to, why not provide the best for them at home?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
The best experience, the best education, you know, why not be able to teach them? We, instead of asking our children what they're going to do when they grow up, we always say, what do you want to experience in life? So we try to provide experiences for them that they are able to learn from and hone to say, hey, this is what I want to continue to experience in life. Or, you know, I've been there, done that. I didn't really care for that. I'm not going to do anymore. And I think that sometimes what is lacking in school, you know, I haven't been in the school environment in such a long time, but I just know that for me and my house, this is what we're going to do. We do it year by year. There are some times where we question, but then again, we have to say, you know, what was the whole purpose of us doing this? Now, if one of our children comes to us and really expresses that they want to go to public school, we will hear them out. We'll help them to process that and to make a decision, you know, helping them to, you know, make decisions, because they'll have to do that in life, you know, weigh things, the pros and the cons, you know, what could happen, what could not happen, what will be the benefits and the, you know, of this, making this choice. And we'll go through that at that time, if that ever is a situation. But I feel like right now that's what we're doing. And I'm happy with it. And they seem to be happy with it as well.
Good deal. Good deal, girlfriend. I mean, wow. But Tara, thank you for digging deeper on that and just breaking that down a lot more. I know for so many who are listening, like I said, they may have this glamorous viewpoint of homeschooling and not really getting the reality. So you just sharing right there just lets us know, hey, there's a reality. So when it doesn't, or if it doesn't go like I thought it would go, all peachy and cream, am I going to stick in it or am I out of here? You know?
Yeah. So, and yeah. I think in life, so many times, you know, when things look rough, look tough, we flee, you know, where the promise is right there. We're almost like, it's sort of like God saying, like, daughter, if you just trust me, like you're right there at the mountain. Like, if you just continue to go further, you will see that all your time, you know, all your husband's time, all you guys' efforts will pay off. It is not in vain. But oftentimes we go by what we see and that's not reality. We go by, you know, what's going on, their behaviors. And we have to remind ourselves, you know, for those that are believers, like we have the power to speak to those things, to speak into our children's life, what we want to see. Right. All my, you know, my last name is Omotosho. So all my children have Yoruba names. My husband is from Nigeria, so they all have Yoruba names, and all their names mean something significant. Mm-hmm. And we name them that because in the Yoruba culture, they believe that whenever you name a child, you're pointing them to their destiny. Mm-hmm. So all their children, so I remind my children when they are not acting like their name, like, are you, one of my children's name means to, a warrior has arrived. So he's supposed to be the leader. So I'm like, are you acting like the warrior, or the warrior has returned home? Are you acting like the warrior that God has called you to be? Are you just, you know, what is all this whining, complaining about? You know, those type of things. And the other one is like to bring joy. I'm like, are you bringing joy to me today? Because all if right. you're not, like, we need to re-examine what's going on here. I don't feel like I'm having a lot of joy. And that's the one that's strong will. So, and I always remind him. And then when I remind him about that, he smiles and his attitude and demeanor changes. So we have the power to speak to our children what we want to see instead of speaking the behaviors that we see.
Very good. So, oh, yeah. That, yeah. Hey, if nothing else, that was worth its weight in gold right there. And I appreciate you saying that. And I think it's just so ironic. I mean, you know, whenever you named him, it was before he was able to talk back to you, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So, you know, that name to be is so fitting that he would remember, hey, to bring joy, and he's your strong-willed child. That's interesting, huh?
No, yeah.
That is interesting. But you call those things that are not as though they were, and that's the power that's in that name every time you say it and speak it. So that, oh, girlfriend, that's good stuff, Tara. Thank you. So
awesome.
So all of you girlfriends who are tuning in, again, this is Girlfriends Chat with Angela Jordan Perry. This is our continuation of our interview that we had on interview episode 83 with Tara Omotosho. So you all tune in. Be sure to go over to YouTube and subscribe to Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling. Find us on Facebook, Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling, and all these podcasts and these amazing podcasts like we just had now are on all platforms. So look us up, Girlfriends Chat with Angela Jordan Perry. So until next time, thank you. And Tara, thank you for your transparency and shining some real light on our not so glamorous, sometimes glamorous homeschooling.
Thank you, Angela, for having this show. And, you know, I think this is a really great resource for those that are considering homeschooling or homeschoolers, you know, veterans, because we all need that encouragement, that support to know that we're not alone. And this is really great. I mean, when I first started out in homeschool, I wish that I would have heard some of your podcasts prior so I can at least prepare myself for what I was maybe getting into. So I think it's a really great thing that you're doing.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for the contribution and paying it forward for thousands of homeschoolers of the African homeschooling diaspora. So thank you, Tara. We'll be in touch, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
All right, girlfriend.
All right. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.